Border Chief Welcomes One Migrant Job Seeker for Every 18-Year-Old American. By Neil Monroe on January 22, 2023. President Joe Biden's border deputies spiked the December inflow of job-seeking migrants to roughly 200,000, even as his economy forced down wages and pushed up inflation for more than 100 million working Americans. Official data suggests that Biden's deputies are flooding the labor market with one foreign worker for every young American who joins the economy. This 100% inflation of the nation's labor supply cripples Americans' ability to negotiate decent wages in their national labor market, and also supercharges the inflation of housing prices. The loss of bargaining power shifts more than $50 billion every month from ordinary Americans to investors and CEOs. That wealth transfer is rarely admitted by Democrats and Republicans, or by establishment media outlets, most of whom prefer to shout about border chaos. Federal data for December showed that Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas allowed 120,562 single adults into the United States in December. In contrast, President Donald Trump's deputies allowed just 5,592 single adults through the border in December 2020. Or one for every 21 single adult migrants officially admitted by Mayorkas in December 2022. Mayorkas has the legal power to exclude all migrants under the Title 42 rule, but only excluded just one in five arrivals, or 40,000. That is a steep drop-off from October, when he excluded 80,000 migrants in the weeks before the November election. Congress 212F law also gives the president the also legal power to exclude all migrants, but it is rarely used. Mayorkas' distracted border agents also watched at least 70,000 extra gotaways slip through the border. Mayorkas has repeatedly vowed that gotaways can stay and work in the United States so long as they do not commit criminal felonies. The huge inflow of labor also reduces the marketplace pressure on employers to invest in high-tech, productivity-boosting machinery. That inflow of workers and consumers also pushes the U.S. economy towards a low-tech services and retail economy instead of a high-tech manufacturing and export economy. The inflow also shifts wealth from young to old. For example, by driving up young Americans' rents and housing costs. But the inflow of foreign workers into Americans' workplaces is much higher than 200,000 illegals per month. For example, the data also shows that Mayorkas admitted 81,450 family units of adults and children. Most of the adults will find jobs to help pay off their smuggling debts. He also admitted 12,294 unaccompanied youths, most of whom will also seek work. Mayorkas, a Cuban-born, pro-migration zealot, is also smuggling many more migrants through the border via the parole pathways operated by Mexico-based, progressive-funded nonprofits. That inflow is not included in the monthly reports. The monthly number also excludes the routine inflow of roughly 80,000 foreign temporary workers. This group includes H-2A farm workers, H-2B blue-collar workers, and the H-1B, OPT, L-1, E-2, and TN white-collar workers. The monthly number also excludes the inflow of roughly 1 million legal immigrants allowed by Congress. That legal inflow includes about 650,000 work-ready adults, or about 50,000 per month. All told, Mayorkas is overseeing the inflow of roughly 200,000 single adults, perhaps 30,000 additional job-seeking parole adult migrants, plus roughly 80,000 legal temporary workers, plus about 60,000 work-ready legal immigrants. This flood of roughly 370,000 foreign workers is likely greater than 350,000 young Americans who turn 18 every month of the year. Since January 2021, Biden has welcomed 2.5 million people across the southern border and has allowed at least 1 million gotaways. That two-plus period of illegal inflow delivered roughly 3.5 million migrants, or roughly the number of Americans born in 2022. In recent months, Mayorkas has sketched out his plan to convert the U.S. government's complex, chaotic and obscure migration system into an explicit labor delivery system for employers and investors. On December 13, for example, Mayorkas told El Paso Matters.org, "Our immigration system as a whole is broken. It hasn't been updated or reformed in more than 40 years. We look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the needs at the moment. For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot. We are stuck in antiquated laws that do not meet our current needs. And they haven't been working for many, many years. His corporatist views are dominant in Biden's administration. The issue of immigration is how do we make sure that companies and businesses have the opportunity to employ people, Labor Secretary Marty Walsh told Fox Business in December. We've seen a lack of immigration in our country over the last 5 years, and it's something that has to be addressed and hopefully the next Congress will have a good conversation and address that issue. Every business leader in America I speak to, every single one, says it's really important for us to figure out the immigration issue. The workplace impact is accompanied by the civic impact on Americans. The December numbers suggest that cities and towns across the United States will be hit with even larger numbers of new arrivals whom they will have to feed, clothe, and house come the spring, when illegal entries normally hit their peak, said Andrew Werther, a former immigration judge who now works for the Center for Immigration Studies. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because it allows elites to emotionally divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. For example, the New York Times recently described the welcome given by a wealthy California couple to diverse Afghan migrants instead of ordinary poor Americans. Mary Brooks, a wealth manager in California, learned about the opportunity to sponsor a family on social media in September 2021, a month after the United States pullout from Afghanistan. Before she knew it, Ms. Brooks and her husband, Peter, had formed a sponsor circle with other members of their community in Walnut Creek, raised the requisite money and received training about their responsibilities as well as insight into coping with cultural differences and trauma. They were paired up with an Afghan family, Abrahim and Fakriya Mirzad and their four children, who arrived in Walnut Creek on December 30. We have received so much more than we gave, said Ms. Brooks, 68, noting that the 90-day commitment had extended to more than a year because of the deep bond that formed between the family and her group. Meanwhile, poverty, homelessness and drug addiction has spread throughout California because of the nation's extraction migration economic policy.